Serious check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. The Region 1 Board of Education has denied a request to cut an Ag Ed student's tuition. A request was made to reduce the tuition payment for a student at Housatonic Valley Regional High School in the Ag Ed. It was denied. Several members said they were reluctant to do so, but felt it would set a precedent. Business manager Sam Herrick said the student's family, not the school district in which they live, is paying the $6,800 cost. The student has chosen to learn remotely, so the parent is asking the board if it would consider returning the money paid or giving a partial refund. Due to an uptick in the number of positive COVID-19 tests in Torrington, the city has been placed at an alert level orange, just like North Canaan, Connecticut, which means there are 10 to 14 positive tests per 100,000 people. The Annie Selke Companies and Food Bank of Western Massachusetts have announced a partnership focused on feeding members of the community that face hunger. The company is creating the Annie Selke Tablescape Challenge to help support the food bank, which serves 89,000 community members throughout the Berkshires. The companies are asking people to set a table and share their tablescapes on Instagram with the hashtag Annie Selke Challenge. Those looking to enter must also follow at Annie Selke on Instagram, providing detailed captions and how the table was set. The company will donate $50 for each eligible post, up to $10,000 to secure meals for hungry children, families, and seniors. That challenge began on Sunday and runs through November the 15th. Some meetings coming up today in Salisbury. At 5:30, the Planning and Zoning Commission meets at Salisbury Town Hall. Also at that meeting, the Salisbury Housing Committee presentation is what's going to be presented. This is a continuation of the meeting that was held just a couple of weeks ago. The Sharon Board of Education has a meeting set at the Sharon Center School at 6 p.m. That is a virtual meeting for tonight, with Google Meet. Sharon Inland and Wetlands Watercourse Commissions has a meeting tonight at 6:30. Masks will be provided. The meeting will be held on the second floor Chapin Meeting Room. Social distancing must be practiced. It's the doubleheader meeting in Falls Village tonight, 6:30, the Board of Finance, and after that, the Board of Selectmen. In Cornwall, a Zoom meeting for the Park and Recreation Department happens at 7:30. The Sharon Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting coming up tomorrow, 3 o'clock, in person and via Zoom. The Zoom information is available at the Sharon website. Kent Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting tomorrow at 6:30. Zoning Board of Appeals in Kent have their regular meeting tomorrow at 7 p.m. In Cornwall, the Planning and Zoning Commission meets via Zoom at 7 o'clock tomorrow, as does the Housatonic River Commission. Those details available at the Cornwall website. In Salisbury, tomorrow at 7:30, the Salisbury Recreation Commission holds a meeting at Town Hall. Coming up on the 11th, you have to register in advance by the end of the day for a takeout Thanksgiving dinner, which is free to the public. The pickup is November 25th from 4 until 7 p.m. It's being put on by the Second Baptist Church of Dover. More information at 845-677-9458. In Salisbury, the town hall and transfer station will be closed on Wednesday. That is the Salisbury Sharon transfer station. Northeast Planning Board has a meeting set for November 11th. That meeting is scheduled for 7:30 in the evening. Also on Wednesday, the Pine Plains Planning Board has a meeting via Zoom at 7:30. Coming up on Thursday, the Cornwall Conservation Commission has a Zoom meeting at 10:30 in the morning. Also on Thursday, the Sharon Planning and Zoning Commission meets at 5:30. The town of Northeast has given notice that the town board will meet and review a budget, hold a public hearing, the Northeast Millerton Library Annex, 28th Century Boulevard in Millerton, New York, at 7:30 on November the 12th. At that hearing, any person can be heard in favor or against the budget or for any item or items therein contained. Medicare open enrollment session is happening on November 13th at Sharontown Hall with Social Services Director Miriam Jones. It runs from 9 until 3 p.m. Those who want to attend should contact her office at 860-364-1003. The Region 1 Board of Education has a policy subcommittee meeting coming up on Friday, the 13th, 11 o'clock. It's on Zoom. That Zoom meeting link is available on the web at the Region 1 website. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You can also find them on Facebook. And Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 28,323.40, the NASDAQ at 11,895.23, and the S&P 500 at 3,509.44. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.